Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
And he will bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you. Be nice, Chip. We rely on Google so much that we don't know how to rely on the Holy Spirit. We don't even hardly practice it. What was that ball player's name? Oh, when I got this, I started going, Holy Spirit, tell me. He'll tell me. Pop, there it was. And the more I practiced it, the quicker I got it here, then I got it here, then I got it here. Are y'all with me? He's a whole lot better than Google. Why aren't you practicing it? Younger generation, practice it. Listen, he knows all. I'm going to read it again. He will teach you all. That don't mean how to run farm or cattle or fantasy football. I've won how many rings? How many, guys? See, they don't even know. You lose count. I just gave my secret out. But it doesn't matter. He knows all. If it's for the glory of God. Now, if it's not for the glory of God, that ain't happening. But if it glorifies him, you better believe it. And he knows all. He will teach you all and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatever I have told you. Now, let's go to 1 John. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. That means you know all things. You already know, because the Holy Spirit's in you. Hopefully this makes sense. Remember, some of y'all know the story where I pulled up and we're selling our house in Branson. And mom says, you're going to sell it realtor or by owner? Are you selling it? I said, I don't know. She goes, Charles Kent Brim, are you not born again? I go, Mother, you know I'm born again. She says, then the one who knows all lives inside you. So you know. And by you saying, I don't know, that's a lazy thing to say. That's an immature thing to say. We should practice this with where you want to eat. See, y'all think that's funny, but that's how easy it's gotten in. I'm trying to wake the giant. I'm trying to plug it in. Come on. Plug it in. Okay, all right. Some of y'all don't remember that song. That's probably a bad song. Lord forgive me. All right. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things, and the anointing which ye have received from him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things. And I thought, well, what do you mean we don't need any man? We needed Brother Hagin. We needed John G. Lake. We need Billy Brent. And the Lord said, it's not the man, it's the anointing in the man. So if you're going to a church and it's just a man and there's a no anointing, and he can even preach the word, but he's not plugged in, cricket. Nope, you won't see any power. But we're seeing power in this church. Because not only is this man going to plug in, y'all are going to plug in. Who's going to be the sixth? Say, I'm anointed. Glory to God, I'm anointed to be strong. I'm anointed to reach the lost. I am anointed. Glory to God. I've got so many testimonies when we did this. I mean, insurance guys going, I'm the top insurance salesman in the world. And he was out of a little town in Illinois. Whatever. It's just God showing off. Because he knew the hearts of them and he knew the motive of it. Amen. Glory to God. Now, to continue the Greek Christ also means charisma. And charisma is a smearing on. It's a rubbing on. It's a painting on. It's a painting and rubbing on. Okay? So when you believe and speak and activate, I'm anointed, the Holy Ghost personality will supernaturally overshadow your personality. You will have to introduce yourself to yourself. Now watch this. This is why it means painting or smearing. His character, will paint over your character and you will be endowed with his power. When the super of the third person of the Trinity is smeared on your natural self, you will suddenly become supernatural. Whatever you previously did before on your own natural ability, you will now do it supernaturally. And you will do it on a level that the world is not familiar with. All. So if it was singing, then you ain't gonna sing like you've ever sang before. Because you activated it. Lord, I'm anointed to sing. I'm anointed to dance. I'm anointed to praise and worship. We don't even say that. Our praise and worship should be so anointed. We come together and unify. Glory to God. I'm anointed to praise you, Father. I'm anointed. Here's one that people don't say. I'm anointed to give. Oh, they're already thinking, how can I get? You're crickets. That ain't happening. Your motive's wrong. Man, I'm gonna be famous. Our business is gonna really go. No, you didn't get it. One of your first things you ought to be saying is, I'm anointed to give on a level. I'm a big giver. I'm anointed to give. This seed, think about this. This seed I'm holding is anointed. There's power. The Holy Spirit. This ain't UPS. This is the Holy Spirit delivering this one. It's anointed. I'm anointed to preach and teach. I'm anointed to handle money, business affairs. I'm anointed to handle business. I'm anointed. The Lord will show you what stocks to buy. Family members, husbands. I'm anointed to be a husband and wife or sports or an athlete. All on the level that the world is not familiar with. All for his glory. Amen? The Lord teaches anointing. He wants us to see it. Be it, wear it, live it. And now's the time the anointing will build the church. Remember Jesus in Matthew 16, and we'll end with this. Oh, good, that word ending. Matthew 16, 13. No, I'm just kidding. When Jesus came unto the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, here's a quiz today. Oh, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, green eggs and ham? No. Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, well, some say you're John the Baptist. Some Isaiah, Elias. Others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. Cricket. He saith to them, but whom do you say I am? God, don't you know that was a... But who do y'all say that I am? Because they knew that wasn't the right answer. Because he would have got excited. Who do y'all say? Forget them. Who do you say? Simon Peter. Who got so many things wrong. Got it right. Answered and said, thou art the anointed one, yes. And his anointing, yes. The Son. But he noticed he put Christ first, the anointing, the anointed one and his anointing, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said,
Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Can you imagine him? Geyser, way to go, way to go. For flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. You couldn't have copied or heard somebody say this. Nobody told you this. You could have only got that answer from one source. Hath not revealed it, but my Father, which is in heaven, with this plan of this power for his body, this anointing which he anointed me with, and that's when the miracles, all of that was wrapped up into this story. Father, which is in heaven, told you this. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, upon this revelation, that you finally get it, that I'm the anointed one. And the Holy Spirit had to come so that he could live in you. But you must activate it like Jesus did, like his Father did. Whew. That's how he'll build his church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I know he's talking about the whole body, but I take that for this church as well. We are an anointed church. Amen. We're anointed. There's an anointing here. All of us in here are anointed. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Lay hands on the captive and they'll be set free. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. The anointing produces power, and power produces results, and that's how the Lord will build the church. Who's the sixth? Me. Who's the sixth? Me.
Just as God led Paul and his team to Macedonia to gain fellowship with the Church of Philippi, we believe that God has led us into fellowship with you. We invite you to join us in a monthly partnership with the Billy Brim Ministries General Club by visiting billybrim.org or by texting your gift to BBM space amount to 28950 and follow the prompts. For over four decades, Dr. Billy Brim has taught Bible prophecy and how to apply its fundamental principles to believers throughout the world. On The Prophetic Witness, new episodes are aired weekly on the following networks: The Victory Channel, found on Dish Network, DirecTV, Glory Star, and Spectrum, God TV, KBTV Global, PTL Television Network, Eternal Life TV, YouTube, Faith Plus, and Roku. God's Got People is a transforming 9-disc series about the characteristics of a true champion. Pastor Chip teaches people to have composure, honor, a good attitude, motivation, persistence, intelligence, an overcomer's mentality, nobility, and a servant's heart. Order your copy by calling 1-800-972-3447 or online at billybrim.org.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.